Illinois ranks fourth in the nation in the number of tornado reports in 2015. There have been 64 reports so far, including an EF4 near Fairdale in April. State climatologist Jim Angel says this year's weather has had its surprises.
Being fourth in the nation is a little bit unusual. Usually, the usual suspects are Texas and Oklahoma and Kansas, so that part's not so surprising. I think this year it's kind of unusual that we're this high up in the list. Usually we're in the top 10 because we are kind of in the very eastern part of what we call Tornado Alley. It usually goes up and down the Plain States and then extends eastward into Missouri and Iowa and Illinois and even a little bit into Indiana if you look at the historical record. So we are kind of in the crosshairs of tornado activity. This year is kind of surprising that we were that high up on the list.
Were there certain areas of the state that have been hit harder than in previous years?
Yeah, if you look at the historical records for Illinois, typically what you find is the central part of the state is the most active, and the activity drops off a little bit when you get into the northwest part of the state, and the far southern part of the state also seems to be a little less active. It's the exact opposite this year with most of our tornado activity occurring in far northern Illinois and also far southern Illinois. So it's kind of a reverse pattern from what we've seen from the historical record. So that's a bit unusual for this year. And really, central Illinois has been fairly quiet. We've only had one or two tornadoes, and I think they've all been pretty small. Probably the most outstanding event was that tornado outbreak back in April 9th. We had a total of 11 tornadoes and even had one of those fortunately very rare EF4s, which is one step down from the most powerful ones that we see out there. So that was probably the most dramatic part of this tornado season so far.
How do you make sense of them, knowing that there's different severities and the fact that Illinois did have that EF4?
That's right. That's a good point because, the intensity of the tornadoes can range from EF0, which is kind of one step up from a dust devil. It's out there, but it's not causing any significant damage or any injuries, all the way up to the EF5s, which are the ones that are most powerful and the most deadly. And, historically what's happened is most of our tornadoes are actually the weaker ones, so that's the good news. And we have very few of the really strong ones. So there have been years where we literally have had, 30 or 40 tornadoes and none of them have gotten out of that EF0 category. And so there's been very little loss of life or any kind of significant damage. So this year we have this EF4 mixed in there that did cause two deaths at least and then quite a bit of damage. So this year, you're right, it's not just the total numbers that are important. It's the fact that in the years you get these really strong ones that could be really problematic.
How often is this data collected? How often do you go through the rankings?
They update the records as they occur, but, usually kind of take a glance about now because we're about halfway through the year. Our peak tornado season in Illinois ranges from about March through June, but we can have tornadoes any time of the year. So we get them all the way from January to December. So we still got several months where we can have more on the way. But we're halfway through the year, so it's a nice place to check to see how the numbers look.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add about this latest data we didn't get to touch on?
The other thing that's kind of gone hand in hand with this is that while we don't have as extensive records on hail reports, it does seem like we've seen an awful lot of hail this year in Illinois. So it's been a very active season, not only with the tornadoes, but the other forms of severe weather, the wind damage and the hail losses.